Deirdre Kennedy with a report on how well California HMOs are serving their patients. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. HMOs and physicians groups in California have not made significant gains in the quality of patient care over the past year. That's the findings of the state's HMO report card. It found that although HMOs showed some improvement in areas like screening for sexually transmitted diseases and colorectal cancer and providing preventive treatment for asthmatics, HMOs are falling down in care for obese patients and diabetics. That's a huge problem, says John Zweifler, a doctor from the State Office of the Patient Advocate, which produced the report card.
We see that about 30% of diabetics are not adequately controlled in terms of their glucose levels. We also see that there are over half of Californians can have better control of their cholesterol, and that close to half also are not being screened regularly for eye disease.
This is the seventh year for the Healthcare Quality Report Card. It rates more than 200 HMOs and medical groups with the goal of giving consumers a simple rating system to help them choose healthcare.
We think that the report card, by making consumers more aware of quality, by increasing accountability for providers, by increasing competition among providers, and helping to set standards for quality measures, that all of these things together will help drive quality in the state of California.
But so far, it hasn't driven quality up much. No HMO has achieved an overall rating of excellent, and a third of patients surveyed say they are unhappy with their HMO. Among the findings, Kaiser Permanente ranked the highest for its services throughout the state for clinical care and patient satisfaction. Members gave the lowest ratings to Aetna, which only received 1 out of 4 possible stars. Aetna spokesperson Rochelle Cunningham says the HMO does pay attention to the findings.
We take it very seriously. This is something that provides both information for the consumer and it also provides feedback to Aetna. And in fact, a couple of the areas that were highlighted by this report, we've already established work groups to address them.
The areas Aetna is addressing are claims payments and call answer times. Cunningham says while Aetna appreciates that the OPA has come up with a simple rating system for consumers, that system actually oversimplifies complicated consumer data. The report card isn't getting high marks from the California Medical Association either. CMA President Dr. Anmol Singh Mahal questions the report card's methodology for a different reason.
We feel that it was inappropriate that doctors, nurses, and other caregivers were not consulted in terms of our analysis of the HMO performance. This report paints a picture of HMOs far rosier than the reality that most patients and doctors who deal with HMOs experience on a daily basis.
Mahal says it's hard to improve on patient care when for-profit HMOs are making millions of dollars by denying benefits and cutting services. Elizabeth Abbott, project director with Health Access, a not-for-profit that promotes universal healthcare proposals, agrees. She thinks there's no real incentive for HMOs to improve quality as long as unions, employers, and retirement systems have to choose a plan based on costs. And she says it's rare that consumers even get to choose their HMO.
I think often consumers aren't able to say, I will take this HMO over this one, because their employer, for example, only contracts with one HMO. So they can't elect to have a different one that has a higher quality rating.
She thinks the consumer-oriented report card is a good thing, but it may not be influencing the right people.
What I would like to see is that both the regulatory agencies and the purchasing agencies, whether they are California contractual agencies or employers who contract with healthcare providers and HMOs, begin to pay more attention to this, and that it's a factor as to who they contract with.
John Zweifler with the Office of the Patient Advocate says there are plans to expand the scope of the report card in the coming years. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at editor@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.